KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly sunny skies here in Atlantic. And at 62 degrees, we look for isolated showers late this afternoon, a possibility, and a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, number of homes sold in Iowa increased again in April. The Iowa Association of Realtors reports 2,606 homes were sold last month. That's just 22 more than in April of 2011. But Association President Dale Gross of Atlantic says it marks the eighth or ninth consecutive month of increased sales.
In April of this year, we're up only 0.9%, but that's a continuation of seeing the sales continue to go. It's not up much, but it continues in the same direction.
You noted the first 4 months of 2012 marked the strongest first quarter in terms of homes sold in Iowa since 2007. The median sale price of a home in the state last month was $124,375, and that's an increase of 8.2% over the previous year.
So people are beginning to think that the dream of home ownership is affordable with our low interest rates, and so they're stepping up and buying a home.
The April report from the IAR shows the average home stayed on the market for 112 days before being sold, and that's up just one day over the last year. The inventory of homes being sold statewide dropped from roughly 23,000 in April of 2011 to just over 21,000 this year. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Well, the Department of Education has assembled a task force on teacher leadership and pay to come up with recommendations on ways to improve schools in Iowa. Task force member Kent Mick, who teaches history at the Corwith Wesley Laverne School District, says they need to look at how to get and retain better teachers.
We recruit football players and basketball players, but we don't recruit the best teachers out of high school.
Mick says the profession of teaching needs to be elevated. The Iowa Department of Education Director Jason Glass agrees. And he says teachers should be treated more like doctors, from training to salary.
The medical profession has a lot of esteem, respect for it. So that's where we're trying to move this conversation around the teaching profession in Iowa. How could we do that same thing for teachers?
But Jessica Gorgie of Des Moines School District says improving teacher performance is not just about a paycheck.
That we are still falling short isn't because we didn't pay them enough.
She says teachers are not holding back and saying, oh gosh, I would do a better job if you just paid me extra. Fogarty said that teachers need better support systems. The task force will continue to meet throughout the summer, and they'll take their recommendations to the legislature in the fall. Elsewhere in the news, warm and dry weather pushed planting way ahead this past week. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The latest USDA crop report shows corn planting moved ahead by 26 percentage points statewide, with each district of the state increasing at least 19 percentage points. Corn in the ground now sits at 90%, ahead of last year's 85% and the five-year average of 79%. West Central Iowa producers led the way for corn planting with 96% complete. 55% of the corn crop has emerged, which is 6 days ahead of normal. Soybean planting is not far behind, according to the report, which says nearly one-third of the expected soybean crop went into the ground last week. The soybean planting is 39% complete, just ahead of last year's 36% and five-year average of 30%. I'm Dar Danielson.
The rent for farmland in Iowa has increased 18% from last year, reflecting continued strong demand for corn and soybeans. The Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Cash Rental Survey shows the average cash rent for corn and soybeans ground, soybean ground in Iowa was $252 an acre per year. The Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier reports that the agriculture experts think the rates will continue to climb next year, despite moves in Congress to end direct commodity payments to farmers. The survey is based on more than 1,400 responses, primarily from farmers, landowners, lenders, and professional farm managers. Rents have been climbing for years. In 2008, for example, the statewide rental average, $176 per acre. The maker of the beef product, dubbed Pink Slime by critics, says it's laying off 86 employees from its South Dakota corporate office, and company officials are blaming what it calls a campaign of misinformation. Beef Products Incorporated Food Quality Director Craig Letch told the Associated Press on Monday that the company initiated the second round of layoffs in response to intense negative publicity about its lean, finely textured beef. The company and outside food safety experts insist the product is safe, and BPI has won public support from governors in four states where its plants operate. The company announced earlier this month it was closing its three plants in Kansas, Texas, and Iowa, resulting in 650 lost jobs. A plant in Nebraska will remain open but at reduced capacity. U.S. Postal Service spokesman Richard Watkins says that agency is stalling plans to close 600 urban and suburban postal branch offices and satellite stations. Watkins' announcement Monday follows the agency's decision last week to halt the planned shutdown of hundreds of rural post offices, saying they can remain open with shorter hours. In April, the Senate offered $11 billion to help plug the ailing institution's financial losses. An offer Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe said that fell far short of what is needed to save the Postal Service in the long term. Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney is planning his first trip to Iowa since effectively locking up the presidential nomination. The former Massachusetts governor will give a speech this afternoon about debt and government spending at Drake University in Des Moines. Romney plans to fight Democratic President Barack Obama hard for Iowa's six electoral votes. Romney finished in a near tie for first in Iowa's leadoff nominating caucuses in January, narrowly losing to former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. Obama and Vice President Joe Biden and their wives have each visited Iowa this year. The Democratic ticket began airing its fifth ad in the state on Monday. Iowa is among nine states Obama carried in 2008 that Republican George W. Bush took 4 years earlier. Most will likely be hard fought again this year. The hiring of a new Sioux City West High School boys and girls track coach based on tenure has raised complaints that the district may have overlooked better qualified candidates. The Sioux City Journal reports that parents and assistant coaches object to the way the district hired Rochelle Babcock to lead the newly consolidated boys and girls team. Boys assistant coach Tanisha Billings said the district told the coaching staff that everyone would be laid off when the two teams merged, but the coaches could reapply. However, no interviews were held. Bruce Lear, director of the teachers' union, said the district had to hire Babcock in accordance with the union's contract language on tenure, and the district should never have suggested others would be interviewed. Hundreds of law officers from across Iowa are making their way on foot across the state this week, heading for central Iowa. It's the 26th annual Special Olympics Torch Run, and it'll kick off the summer games in Ames for athletes with intellectual disabilities. Jeanette Steinfeld is director of the Torch Run. She says between 300 and 400 Iowa law officers are making the effort.
We have our final leg scheduled for Thursday. We will be kicking it off from the Department of Public Safety building in downtown Des Moines at 10 a.m., and the officers will be carrying the torch all the way to Hilton Coliseum in Ames, where they will officially exchange the torch with a Special Olympic athlete, and they will light the cauldron to kick off the state summer game.
Steinfeld credits the law enforcement community for its generous support of Special Olympics in Iowa each year.
The law enforcement officers usually generate over $600,000 for Special Olympics through different fundraising events, such as our polar plunges that most people know about. We do T-shirt sales. We have cop on tops at the local Walmart. Just different events. We have raffle tickets that we sell.
Pam Wagner, Vice President of Programs for Special Olympics Iowa, is expecting an excellent turnout with seven featured sports in the three-day summer games.
We're going to have around 3,000 athletes from around the state come to compete. We have our official opening ceremonies. We have Olympic Festival where the athletes can go and play games and have fun. And there are sports clinics that they may attend to improve their skills. And then we also have a dance for them.
The game started 2.5 decades ago with about 6,000 athletes in four events. Now, with the winter and summer games, there are 11,000 athletes competing in 22 sports. You can learn more at www.soiowa.org. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, John Edwards' 30-year-old daughter will testify for the defense today in her father's corruption trial. The 2008 presidential candidate has pleaded not guilty to directing that nearly $1 million from wealthy donors be used to help hide his pregnant mistress during the campaign. It's not clear what Kate Edwards knows about it. U.S. consumer prices are holding steady. They were flat last month as cheaper gas offset modest increases for food, clothing, and housing. The Labor Department says the seasonally adjusted consumer price index was unchanged in April after a 0.3% gain in March. Excluding volatile food and gas costs, the so-called core prices rose 0.2%, and that was the same as in March. U.S. consumers barely increased their spending on retail goods in April. The Commerce Department said retail sales rose just 0.1% last month. Retail spending had risen 0.7% in March and 1% in February. Some of the drop was the result of lower gas prices, but excluding gasoline station sales, retail sales rose just 0.2%. That means consumer spending, which accounts for 70% of economic activity, got off to a sluggish start for the April through June quarter. And half of Americans surveyed in a new poll think that Facebook is a passing fad. And half of those questioned in the Associated Press poll also believe that the social networks company expected stock price is too high. The poll was conducted before Facebook said in a regulatory filing today that it expects to sell its stock for between $34 and $38 per share, higher than a previous range of $28 to $35. The shares are expected to start trading on Friday. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. For major repairs, including new house construction to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Galen Schaaf, age 73 of Omaha and formerly of Cumberland, died Friday at the Tabitha Journey House in Lincoln, Nebraska. Memorial services for Galen Schaaf will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dorothy Dean Putnam, age 89 of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Dorothy Putnam will be tomorrow, or actually on Thursday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Doon Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Walter Bernard Stert, Jr., age 60 of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Methodist Hospital in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Walter Stert, Jr. will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan in charge of arrangements. Paul E. Lundberg, age 81 of Panora, died Saturday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Paul Lundberg will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Herbert Clare Standing, age 86 of Earlham, died May the 2nd at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. The family will hold a gathering for Herbert Standing on Saturday, May the 19th at 10 a.m. at the Bear Creek Conservative Friends Meeting House in rural Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.